This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, is Vicki Fury. I'm speaking to her at her home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. We found out on yesterday's broadcast that on October 13th, 1971, this little 12-year-old or 13-year-old girl was told by the doctors, or at least her parents were told by the doctors, prepare for the funeral. She's going to die. She only has a couple weeks to live. She went down to 52 pounds. Her organs shut down. She couldn't eat. She had her limbs were curled in and deformed. She shook all over. She couldn't walk. She couldn't fend for herself. And there was no hope. And her parents took her to a Catherine Coleman service. And even though she was in the overflow room, I mean, our peanut brain religious minds would say, oh, no, this is your only chance to receive your healing. And you're in the overflow room. You're not even in the main auditorium. But the power of God knew where she was. The power of God went all over her. And she was instantly healed. She ran to the platform and testified and had a meal. She couldn't eat because her organs had shut down. She had a meal. She couldn't sleep more than a couple hours a night. Her sleep was perfect. Everything was perfect. She was instantly healed. She literally ran down the aisle. And a few years later, Vicki, you went to a Catherine Coleman service, and of course, at the one that you were healed, the power of God just kept going through you as Catherine prayed for you about three times. But you went a few years later, and what did God say to you?
I went to only a couple of her services, but the next time that I was in one of her services, as we were singing Alleluia, which is one of my favorite songs, the Lord told me that he was anointing me and going to anoint me to where I could lay, you know, could pray for people and there would be healing, or give a word of knowledge and there would be healing, just like Catherine Coleman. And that I would see people changed. And when he told me that at that time, it kind of alarmed me, because I was still Baptist then, and he was telling me that what she walked in, he was going to go ahead and give to me. And I know that there's many others who have this same anointing. But at the time, it overwhelmed me. But yet, it was beautiful.
Tell me the first major miracle that occurred when you prayed.
The first major miracle that occurred was we were in what was called the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago near O'Hara Airport. I don't believe it's called the Rosemont Horizon any longer. We had went through some healing classes with Charles and Francis Hunter, and we took the wheelchair section, me and my husband. And I had intently prayed that the Lord would lay it upon my husband's heart to take the wheelchair section. So I sat in submission waiting for him to stand up to take that. And we took that section. And as the time came for the healing teams to be released to go out to minister at the set appropriate time, they released us and we went up to an elderly black woman who had cataracts, who had suffered a stroke, who couldn't talk, who couldn't walk. She's in a wheelchair. And we just put our hands on her and said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and be whole. And when we said, in the name of Jesus, rise up, she got up. We could not remember our teaching, what we were told to say. All we could do was go with what the Holy Spirit told us to say at that moment. And as we said that in unity, me and my husband, up came the woman right out of the wheelchair. Cataracts gone. She could see. She could talk. She talked to her, I believe it was her grandson, behind her. He started crying. And he was about in his, he must have been close to near 20 or something like that. And she started walking. And instantly, they took her all the way down to the Happy Hunters. And she was able to share her message.
Now, today, you normally, you don't even lay hands on people. You just speak, and as you speak, people are healed. Sometimes you have words of knowledge, but sometimes just people being in the presence of the anointing on your life, which I believe is going to happen this week as people listen to your teaching on the radio. But I have a book in front of me that most Christians would probably not pick up in a bookstore because of the title. However, if a Christian were to follow what is in this book, and they are suffering from a dread disease, or they have challenges in their life, or they really want to walk in the biblical power of God, not some watered-down religious way, they would do that if they read this book and did what you teach. I have to believe that one of the reasons that you wrote this book was a woman you looked up to was Catherine Coleman, but another woman that you looked up to was Corey Ten Boom. The title of your book, Dead Men Walking, and I have the New Revised Edition in front of me. How did you come up with this title?
Really, it was Holy Spirit inspired. I was praying, and the Lord said, I want you to write a book called Dead Men Walking. And I said, Lord, you want a book on dead men walking? What do you mean by that? And he says, my people need to learn how to die to self. He says, they have to deny thyself, take up their cross, and follow after my son, Jesus. And they have to become as dead men, but being alive in me. They have to have everything within them crucified.
Let me read from page 93, a paragraph from your book. Matthew 16, verse 24 through 26, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? When you deny yourself, you cease to make self the center of your life and actions. In other words, self dies. When you take up the cross, you die to self. There are those who say, I just can't deny my selfish life to live only for God. That individual might as well say, I am God of my life and world. That physical life you possess has just cost you life eternal. Jesus asked, what good is it for you to gain the entire world now and every pleasure therein and lose your soul? What was of such great value that you'd sell your soul for it? Now, Vicki, those are very strong words. That is not taught in the average church. The average church teaches there is something called a life insurance policy. Say this prayer, live a moral life, go to church, pay your tithes, go to Sunday school, and you will go to heaven. But what you write in this book is based on the Word of God, why isn't it preached?
I believe in whoever you fear is whoever you serve. If you fear God, you serve God. And when I wrote this, I spent a lot of time alone with the Holy Spirit. And he was the one who instructed me on how to write it. And I spent a lot of time in prayer. But at the same time, Sid, I was one of those Christians who was taught that you could pay your tithe, as you said. You could do all the good things, and it could get you to heaven. And I have news. I am living proof, because I know that the Lord told me that I wasn't going to go to heaven, because I was lukewarm. And if you're lukewarm and you're not red hot on fire for God, and he comes back and you have a self problem where you're exalting your will above the Father, you're in danger of hellfire.
Well, Vicki, there is the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. I've always looked at that as a virgin is someone that knows the Lord, their sins are forgiven, but only 50% of them have enough oil to make it. And I've always thought, boy, how awful, 50% of the Christians aren't going to make it. But based on the scriptures you bring out, it's much higher, especially here in the United States. Now, maybe not in some countries that are third world and where it's life-threatening, but here in the United States, very few Christians are out of the lukewarm variety. Is that going to change?
I believe so. I believe with all my heart that the Holy Spirit is drawing the people of God back into the Father, bringing them back into where they fall in love with Jesus Christ all over again, that they realize that they need to make him the Lord, the ruler, the supreme authority over their life, and that they don't rule and reign and tell God what to do, but God tells them what to do. They're going to get the submission part down within them to where they say, he is my Lord. He has supreme authority over me. And I believe with all my heart that we're going to be entering into that arena much more so in the days that lay ahead. And
I'll tell you what, hold that thought, because the Lord has shown you what's going to be happening here in the future in America. But I tell you that this is a truth message, not a watered-down type of message. And you deserve to know the truth, and then you decide. But this book will have prayers and show you how to move in that realm. $14 for the book, Dead Men Walking. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Throw a trumpet in the sky.